This is Naomi Shihab Nye. We always needed you. Townes Van Zandt kissed me on the cheek after I guarded his guitar. He had stayed in the bathroom a very long time. I asked if he needed food, and he said, "I never eat." Dark bar, people milling and mingling. From Townes, we learned the potency of the word mingle. Learned that nothing was not nothing. That night, he walked me outside. You could always feel his need to get away. I turned the key in my car as he stood there, his voice blaring from the stereo. This shook me up. In those days, I never removed his tape. He smiled sadly. "Okay, then. Bye. Bye." He was wearing a brown suede jacket. I touched my cheek in the huge dark, sat a long time before driving. When he died on New Year's Day, 1997, I entered the internet for the very first time. Shocking how much was already there. Where did it come from? Obituaries mingling with family photos, bio notes, music reviews, reports on his tour. I stayed at that screen the whole day, transported, lost, then rose in a blur. From that day on, we would always have so much more than we needed.
Is that true? Is the poem true? Was that a real encounter?
It was a real encounter. I was a big Townes Van Zandt fan, so I had spoken with him at different small concerts of his I would attend. And that was one night in a mysterious place on the north side of San Antonio. And he was looking around nervously at the break time, and he caught my eye or something. I was sitting in the front, and he said, "Hey, how are you?" And I had asked his permission to use some quotes from his songs at the tops of a couple of old poems of mine. And he thought that was a little odd, a little funny. Why would anyone want to quote a song at the top of a poem? But so he recognized me. We'd talked before, and he said, "Could you help me out? Could you watch this guitar?" And so that was the story. I just watched it and held it.
I really get the sense of the fragility of him as a person in the story, in the poem.
Right. He seemed very fragile at that time and very delicate and very lonesome. And that feeling that you got in many of his songs, too, that in a crowd, you know, mingling was an effort. And he'd go outside if at all possible. And it was just such a strange thing to have, to be obsessed about a particular musician and his music, and then have him actually standing there when I turned the key in the car, to have his voice come out of the radio with the speaker with him standing there was possibly one of the more surreal moments in my life up till that time.
Was he already established as this fantastic, probably he's known as probably one of the greatest songwriters to come out of Texas?
Well, you know, he was, but he still played sometimes to very small crowds and to odd groups of people who didn't seem to appreciate who he was. I mean, I remember shushing crowds at different places when he would start singing, thinking, "Don't these people realize who this is on the stand? Why are they chatting? They need to listen. This is great." I always respected the ways he would sing, even if he had a very tiny audience, with as much gusto or intention or passion as he did to a very large audience. So he was one of those true artists. The crowd size didn't matter. He would give it his best.
How do you see this poem fitting in with all of your other work?
Well, it's an anecdotal poem, and I think one thing about my work is I'm always trying to find clarity or simplicity out of the clutter and chaos of our lives. And to me, it's ironic that the first time I ever became passionate about looking anything up on the internet, it was about his death. And because his most famous song, or one of his most famous songs, was "If I Needed You, Would You Come to Me?" So, you know, up till that moment, I had never needed to look anything up on the internet. I'd never felt a lack of anything. And suddenly, when it's right there in front of you and you look it up, And then for the rest of your life, you're going to have more information than you need about everything. It just sort of went with the song. So for me, it's kind of on the beam of what my work tries to do, figure out what it is we need out of every episode or scene or encounter or connection. And we'll always need him. We'll always need his voice. Anybody who fell in love with it way back then or has discovered it even since his death knows what an incredible voice it was and what a great songwriter he was.
Well, if I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain. In the night forlorn, all the morning's born, and the morning shines with the lights of love. You will miss sunrise if you close your eyes. That would break my heart in two.